Hi, this is Jeff Lozardo, UpRegis Workday Practice Leader. And today I want to talk a little bit about Workday's growth investments and what it means for customers. So in the last couple of earnings calls, and certainly the last one, Workday spent a great deal of time talking about how they were going to be investing in accelerating growth. That comes on the product side to include the development capabilities, also possibly some tuck-in acquisitions. But more importantly, it's really around increasing their marketing and brand campaigns. And Workday spent a bit of time focusing on that and certainly looking at some of the industries that they're targeting to go after as well. But one of the interesting things that they stated was that their goals, and their goals were really to accelerate their pipeline growth as well as advancing their strategic product roadmap. They also think that also means advancing their strategic product adoption as well that goes beyond HCM and finance. And I say that because, well, the other part that came with this was not only increasing kind of the campaigns and the outreach, but also significant planned growth in quota carrying per rep capacity. So what you're seeing from Workday is they're going to make these investments, which is great, certainly on the product side and the development and enhancing functionality, et cetera. But it's a lot of sales and marketing investment as well. And so why does that matter to customers? And what are we seeing in the market? A couple things that should matter for customers. One is when you start increasing the growth or the quota carrying for each rep, obviously there's a lot more pressure to sell. The other part is they've certainly, Workday has an internal kind of group that's focused simply on kind of the install base and upselling the install base. And what we're hearing from customers out there is they're getting many more calls from Workday, a little bit more aggressive in some cases as far as the approach, in really pushing Workday customers to start to adopt other pieces of functionality and expand the footprint. Now, that could be great for your organization if you're looking to do that. If you're not, that's where some of the challenges come in, especially if you didn't get your deal right the first time and if you do not have price protections. So if you're in a situation where you don't have price protections, maybe you're just running HCM or HCM and finance, or maybe just finance even, some of the, you know, the more mature, older applications that Workday has built out, and now you're coming up for renewal and you're out of price protections or any types of renewal term price protections, now you're looking at potentially hefty fees in some situations, you know, as more of a incentive, if you will, depending on how you look at it, incentive to go ahead and invest in additional products. And that's really where the sales reps are coming from. And again, we're hearing from some customers out there that are finding it to be a bit aggressive in some cases. It's almost reflective of kind of how Oracle has approached customers in the past. So we're not seeing it so much in the way of audits, but that's the challenge, I think, and one make customers aware of that fact that expect to hear that from your from Workday to be approaching you in that. Now, the benefit side to it, the flip side, is there could be benefits to this, right? One of the areas that benefits you is that if you are looking to make these investments and expand your footprint, right, that's what Workday wants you to do. And that does present opportunity for negotiation and improvement. So perhaps you didn't have the best deal before on your HCM licenses or your finance licenses, but now you're looking at planning, adaptive planning or Prism Analytics or some of the other applications that they're rolling out. That gives you an opportunity to negotiate not only a great deal on those applications or those SKUs, but also on in your renewal for your HCM and finance pricing as well. There's some balancing that can do. I can't say you can correct all the sins in the past, but certainly it can be get those pricing on HCM and finance or the legacy apps that you've been running from Workday at much more competitive pricing because it's going to be balanced out with the pricing that Workday is going to get and the additional revenue from the additional scope of expanding the footprint into planning and analytics. So that's something you really have to keep in mind. One of the mistakes I think that some customers make, at least from a negotiation perspective, is Workday will come to them, or really any vendor does this, and there's additional requirements, and you'll end up, you know, buying those requirements not with your renewal, kind of out of sync, so off your renewal cycle. And again, that's not even a problem if you do it properly, but you really want to leverage that purchase to make sure you're getting a better deal on your legacy SKUs that you have. And even if you do it off cycle, there's still opportunity to negotiate different pricing or to terminate that part of your agreement, whatever is remaining, so that you get everything on cycle again and then be able to renegotiate those SKUs and pricing holistically across all your applications. Sometimes there's opportunity to do early renewals. So there's different ways you can do that, but I'd say for customers, the key part is that if you are looking to expand your footprint, You really got to take a holistic look at Workday, and don't just assume because you're off cycle there's nothing you can do. It's really your best leverage to right size your current pricing, your commercial terms, your entire relationship structure with Workday. And organizations or customers that fail to leverage that opportunity are the ones that regret it later. The other piece to kind of keep in mind again is that, you know, Workday is going to be much more aggressive. So it all depends on how you use that. If you're not ready to make a purchase, if you're not ready to do something, you've got to hold Workday off a bit. But if you are ready to make a purchase or something does look of interest to you, make sure again that you look at it holistically and approach Workday from that perspective, and you can really use it to your advantage.